Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, this is really despicable to do this to children. And it's working. There's an epidemic of kids, psychologists say, being treated for echo anxiety, and one in four says they have real anxiety over climate change, how it's going to wreck their lives. In all seriousness, I shouldn't be sarcastic. I need to convince the next generation. Play this segment for your kids. You can get it on the podcast. And here we go. I'm going to whip through as much of this as I can. In all seriousness, you know what they do at my daughter's middle school? I'm trying to decide whether to go to battle or not because I don't want to embarrass her. But you know they force them to watch CNN every morning. Do you know they do that? No other station, just CNN. This is where this is coming from. Kids, folks, young people, young adults. They've been doing this for 50 years. And you're going to notice a thread in these articles I'm about to highlight. What the left wants to do about it. They make up new stuff all the time. New ways the world's going to end if you don't give them total control over what? Natural resources. Tremendous source of wealth right there. Isn't it funny that a party'd want control of that? They want control of natural resources. They want control of every aspect of your life in order to save the world. It's the only way. You ready? Here we go. Let's start here. This is the Salt Lake Tribune. This is 1967. Headline, dire famine forecast by 1975. Too much population. Gotta limit that population. Gotta take that up with the Catholic Church. They have to be made to kill babies because if they don't, we're all going to die by 1975. Funny, Bernie just proposed that in the last debate. God, they don't even get new talking points. They don't even bother to come up with anything new or creative. They just lie. Headline, New York Times, Sunday, August 10th, 1969. Headline, foe of pollution sees lack of time. Paul Ehrlich forecast a catastrophic explosion fueled by runaway population growth, a limited food supply, and contamination of the planet. He says, we must realize that unless we are extremely lucky, everyone will disappear in a cloud of blue steam. 20 years. New York Times, so it must be true, right? So that was 69, 79, 89. 89 that was supposed to happen by. It didn't. Boston Globe, Thursday, April 16th, 1970. Scientists predict a new ice age by the 21st century if we don't reduce electric power generation. God, this was the dang Democrat debate last week, except the world's going to burn up now. By 1985, the world was going to burn up. Or it was going to freeze. I'm sorry, it was going to freeze. It was going to begin to freeze in 85. By the 21st century, it would be frozen over if we didn't stop using so much energy. How'd that work out? It didn't. Lies. By the way, Boston Globe, mainstream media right there. How about this one? I love this one. Miami Herald. America will be subject to water rationing by 1974 and food rationing by 1980 if it doesn't control its energy use and its population. Didn't happen. Headline, Washington Post. This is July 9th, 1971. U.S. scientist sees new ice age coming. In the next 50 years, the fine dust man constantly puts into the atmosphere by fossil fuel burning could screen out so much sunlight that the average temperature could drop by 6 degrees. Drop by 6 degrees. That happen? Oh, hell no. No, it didn't happen. How about this? The Guardian, because they know. Liberal bastion of the UK, 1974, space satellites show new ice age coming fast. Didn't happen. Time magazine. Your teachers have you read that. They present that as a real source of news. It's not. Never has been. Headline, 1974, another ice age. Telltale signs are everywhere from the unexpected persistence and thickness of pack ice. Oh, God, they're still using the ice of pack ice in the waters around Iceland in the southward migration of warm-loving creatures like the armadillo. Yes, and I agree with that. Because the armadillo is not lovable, but the polar bears are. So they switched. But same thing, same life, same lie. Oh, here's another one. I like this one. UPI, that's United Press International. Great peril to life, the headline says. Gas pairs away Earth's ozone. When was the year supposed to end in this one? 1990. Okay, there we go. 19, I guess. Gonna be gone. We're done. Finished. Headline, New York Times book review, The Cooling. 1976. So writes Steven Schneider, whoever the heck he is, a young climatologist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder, Colorado, reflecting, oh, wait for it, the consensus of the climatological community. The consensus. Yeah, consensus, 1976. It was the conclusion of a 1975 National Academy of Sciences report. Where have we heard this before? Fuck, they don't even change the rhetoric. The consensus of the climatological community. We're going to freeze to death. Some consensus. How'd that work out? So the next time your teacher tells you, consensus, majority of scientists agree, tell her how that worked out in the past. Oh, I love this one. I love this one. New York Times, 1976. Acid rain kills life in lakes. We're going to run out of food because all of it was, everything was eat. We eat, it was going to die, and there's going to be no usable water. How'd that work out? Ooh, yeah, not so good. That was 1976. That one didn't happen either. I just let you know, read these, play the segment for your kids. Miami News. More droughts likely, expert tells senators. 88 on its way to being the hottest ever as world temperatures up sharply. So they switched because the cooling thing wasn't working out. And they had to because all the dates they told us it was going to happen by didn't work out. So they needed a new thing. So by 1988, we were on to cooling. Oh, by the way, I'm sorry. We were on to drought and hottest. We're going to burn up. And that was going to happen by the year 2000. Monday, December 12th, 1998, Lansing State Journal. This is Gannett News Service. If you liked last summer's record temperatures, you're going to love the 1990s. By the way, NOAA just noted there has been no warming since 2004 using its temperature sensors. Didn't happen. It's not happening. Oh, here's another one. Canberra Times, Monday, September 26, 1988. Threat to islands. Sea level is threatening to completely cover this Indian Ocean nation, the Maldives, of 1,100 small islands within the next 30 years. Going to be completely covered over. Did that happen? No. Is it happening? No. Maldives is still fine. But the end of the Maldives and its 200,000 people could come sooner if drinking water supplies dry up by 1992, as predicted. That's the Associated Press. Did that happen? No. Oh, here's one of my favorites. Rising seas could obliterate nations by the year 2000. Associated Press, June 30, 1989. Didn't happen. Do I have to go on? Because I can. Oh, I love this one. From The Guardian, the year 2000. Snowfalls are now just a thing of the past. 2000, oh my God. Children just aren't going to know what snow is. When was that supposed to happen? By 2020. Is it snowing? The same article predicted a famine in 10 years. That'd be 2010. No. The Guardian. Britain will be Siberian in less than 20 years. I was in 2004. How's that working out? It's not. Do I need to go on? AP science writer Seth Borenstein writes, June 24th, 2008. NASA scientists, we're toast. We see a tipping point occurring right before our eyes. He said the Arctic is the first tipping point. Hansen, echoing work by other scientists who also know nothing, said that in 5 to 10 years, the Arctic will be free of sea ice in the summer. Will that be by like now? Because it's been 11 years. It's not. Representative Ed Markey of Massachusetts said Dr. Hansen was right. We consider him a climate prophet. That was back in 2008. Did it work out? No. Share this with your kids. Folks, not one of these predictions has come to fruition, which means happened. Not one. And when they don't happen, they just make up a new one. Claim scientific consensus and off they go. Kids, study. I'm telling you what, because you're going to live a very long life on a very stable planet.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.